get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Podcast 107. Take two.
You mean take one?
Take one.
Because this is the first time and it's successful.
Yes.
We succeeded the first time.
Yeah. So why don't we just get to writing then if we're going to have to deal with fucking shit.
You mean if we're going to have to deal with success?
What?
We have to deal with success, so we might as well just start writing.
Yeah. So that we can not waste any of this.
Success?
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
Are we in a time delay here?
Shit out my ass.
Oh, fuck me.
I'm gonna go fix my internet.
God damn it. Just can't get it right in this crazy world. Crazy tech world. That was a truck driving by? Trucks? On a day like today? That's just too much. Too much.
Yo.
Hi.
Fucking shit. Fucking internet is being like a shit fuck today. It's being a shit fuck.
Take one.
Take fuck.
Take one. Successful
shit
podcast.
Fucking dog shit balls.
Take one.
Fuck. Well, let's just do a comic. I'm fucking fed up with this shit.
Take one.
Yep.
Comic. Talk.
Alright.
Do you think you could do something just a little bit more ambitious for Tuesday?
How much more ambitious?
A little bit.
Okay, tell me what it is. I'm not gonna say yes before I know what it is.
So, basically the comic is that someone, I guess it could be it could be me or you, but I'm picturing it being me. Someone offers me bread, and I take a bite out of it, and then they say, it's vegan. And then we just have, like, many, many panels of an extended spit take where I'm spitting bread all over them. Just, like, way more bread than I possibly could have eaten in the first panel. And
wait, is vegan bread different from bread? I guess it doesn't have eggs in it, right? Because you just use, like, eggs to make bread. Is that how you make bread? Eggs?
Do you?
I'll probably make that up. I have actually no idea how you make bread. I'm wondering, because wheat is vegan still, right? They eat wheat.
I don't know. Does wheat suffer?
Does wheat have a soul? I don't know the answer to these questions.
Anyway, vegan bread is a thing, but it doesn't really matter. So
it probably tastes bad, like everything vegan.
I'm thinking we just have like a bunch of panels, and I'm doing just spitting bread all over them, and then by the last panel, they have just become a fully formed loaf of bread. Just like a giant loaf of bread.
Uh-huh.
And then I say, that actually wasn't half bad.
You're losing me a little bit at the end there. I don't really know.
That line doesn't need to be there, but they say
how the fuck do you spit them into
a loaf of bread?
I don't know if that's going to come across. I think it's going to come off as just being really random.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, but you're crazy.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Just today, I did a bunch of stuff that only a sane person would do.
Like?
I woke up.
You woke up?
Yeah.
Say, crazy people wake up.
Well.
A lot.
Sometimes sometimes crazy people go to sleep.
Anyway, I don't like that. I don't really like that punchline.
Really?
No.
I mean, that's the comic.
Yeah, I don't really like it.
It's awesome. Really? You don't like it?
It doesn't make sense to me.
I like it.
It's like, what? What? Hello?
Yeah, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Fuck!
Yes?
Shit!
Hello?
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 Hi.
That's the joke, that doesn't make sense. Obviously, if you spit
out... No, I know that it doesn't make sense, but, like, it doesn't make sense to me as a joke. Like, the way you would convey it visually, it doesn't work for me. It's like...
It does. You're not imagining it the way I'm imagining it. You have...
No, I am. I'm sure I am.
Well, you're not.
What's the nuance that I'm missing?
Basically, we'll have, like, I imagine maybe just, like, a really long comic. So you're looking at panel to panel of me just spitting on the person.
Yeah, I get that.
And each panel, they have more and more chunks of bread on them.
Right.
So then they're, like, covered in bread chunks, and then they just are a loaf of bread.
Right. But leading up to it, it doesn't really look like they're a loaf of bread, right?
Right. It's gradual. They get...
It's just...
And then there's just a loaf of bread there shaped like the person. That's the joke, is that they turn into a loaf of bread because I spit so much bread on them.
I mean, I'm just going to be straight up with you. I don't think anybody's going to enjoy that except for you.
Well... I mean, you're definitely wrong, but if you don't want to draw it, you don't want to draw it. I'll have to draw it at some point.
I mean, I don't think it's that funny. I think that it's kind of funny. Like, I think the spit take, the really long spit take is really funny to me. And then the way it ends is just, like, not, I don't like that. So it kind of, like, sours it for me.
Okay.
So I don't like that ending.
This will have to be one I draw.
You're going to draw this one?
Eventually. I mean, not anytime over the summer. Not anytime soon.
Okay. You sure there's not another way we can end it?
I mean, I really like this ending.
Do you see why I don't like it?
No. I think it's very funny. But then again, I thought of it, so I'm probably biased towards it.
Yeah. I mean, I have to be honest. Like, I can't just make the ideas that you think are funny, because I don't really like it.
Okay.
I like what leads up to it. I just don't... I don't know. It's not good. I don't think it's very good.
Okay. There's a difference between not being good and it not being your taste.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't think anybody's going to really enjoy that.
Well, you're wrong. Because I enjoy it. And if I enjoy it, someone else will enjoy it.
Maybe, though. I mean...
Well, yes.
You came up with it.
Not maybe, yes. Someone will enjoy it. You could put any JPEG on the internet and someone will enjoy it.
Yeah, but that's meaningless.
No, it's not.
To say that one person will enjoy it? Probably, somebody enjoys everything.
I would venture a few people will enjoy this. It's a... It might just be a certain type of humor that you don't like.
Alright, well, if you make this comic, just make it clear that you made it and I was not involved.
Well, I won't put your name on it.
Okay.
I'll say Elliot Brophy drew it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you could just say that you drew it. I mean, if you're gonna do that, I would strongly suggest changing that last line, because that's a real fizzle.
You don't think
like that kind of killed it for me.
You don't think if there's like 20 panels of me spitting the bread out, that it would be funny for me to say that the bread was actually good? That I liked how it tastes?
It's kind of funny, but that's just kind of like going for that's going for the obvious punchline. It's like you have something happening for 20 panels and then you say something that is directly opposite to that. That doesn't necessarily mean it's funny just because it's unexpected. Like it doesn't really... It doesn't hold a lot of stock because there's no reason for you to sit. Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, that's what I like about it. But if I think of something better, obviously, I'll do whatever I think of.
All right.
That's just my current high score for a line.
I don't know, maybe people listening to this will chime in and say if I'm wrong, but I mean, I know they won't, but I wish they would.
You know what's weird? I want to bring this up briefly just because I'm curious and I want to see if I can crowdsource an answer. We had a huge spike in podcast downloads for the 4th of July.
What?
And I'm just wondering if, like, it was featured somewhere or something. Or
how would we know? There's, like, no way to know, right? How huge of a spike are we talking here?
Massive.
Is this just, like, people downloading the most recent podcast?
No. Oh, here, I'll tell you.
I want a number. I'm curious as to, like, if it's in the hundreds or what.
I feel like it's so big that I feel like it's a glitch. Like, I feel like some robot got into our podcast archive and, like, just downloaded a...
I mean, we do get hits from, like, a bunch of different Russian websites for no reason.
Well, that's for a comic, but I don't... Yeah. I don't know if robots can download, like, gigantic MP3s.
I don't understand what that is, by the way.
What?
What is with all the, like, Russian websites that show up in our stats? Like, why
they're
are...
They're just, like, websites that randomly, you know, go around to every website so that they show up in traffic, and then you click on it.
Oh, so it's to get us.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's really fucking roundabout and weird, but...
Yeah, especially since, like, I don't know, who the fuck knows. But it says we have 55 subscribers, and that...
What did we used to have, like, 20?
28.
Shit.
But it says that 340 episodes were downloaded yesterday, on July 4th.
Jesus. I think I know what it is.
So that's a lot of episodes.
Fuck! Shit!
For 55 people to download, I feel like.
Shit out my ass.
So.
Can you hear me?
People bored? You got a July 4th off?
Hello?
What?
Hello?
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 Fuck! Damn it! Hate this!
Yeah? Well, you said you think you know what it is?
What?
You said you think you know what it is?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I had a rage. The red mist descended.
Yeah.
And I got mad.
Yeah.
It's because people know where to go for freedom. They're seeking it out.
That may be true. If you're one of the people that, if you found us, or if you, like, downloaded a fuck ton of episodes on July 4th, can you tell us why? I'm so curious. Were we featured on iTunes?
I'd really like to know.
Tell me.
Is there a way to find out? Like, have you looked at our iTunes scores lately or anything? Like, our reviews or...
We don't have any more reviews, so...
Okay. Other than the fake one you wrote and the one review somebody else wrote.
Yeah. So, I mean, you mean the real one that two people wrote? The two real ones.
The real one that Jack Trophy wrote? Yeah.
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 So, since I feel like we have more listeners now, remember to email us. I haven't asked people...
Well, like I said...
But
I feel like that is more likely than not a glitch. But I could be wrong. I don't know.
I don't know why it would glitch, though. It just seems random. I mean, I guess we didn't get, like, huge spikes in our comic viewing, so I don't know. Maybe all at once people just decided it was time to listen to our podcast.
Maybe. Maybe so 55 people decided they wanted to hear all between them 340 episodes and one downloaded in one day. That's... It's a crazy number.
That would mean that if we're being, you know, conservative, that three people downloaded our entire archive. That's pretty crazy. Even if that happened, that's nuts. But, wow. I hope it's not a glitch.
Well, it's definitely not that because one of the podcasts got 24 downloads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, me too, I guess.
Yeah. There's definitely some kind of a delay right now.
I think that was just a brain delay.
Oh, okay. Because it was a little bit delayed. Any other comics?
Yeah, I'll have to do something else.
Dude, did you see the Penny Arcade? It was like, that's like the same joke that I made that one time. Remember?
But I don't think you made the joke out.
I didn't?
I feel like maybe they did.
No.
I feel like maybe that was from their podcast, or...
No, it's not.
It's not? You made it up?
I'm pretty sure I did, yeah. Because I remember this was probably before the podcast. I was pretty young when I said that.
Yeah.
I said, where I was like watching you play Spider-Man games, and I was like, man, what the fuck is his web going to? He's like not even close to any tall buildings. I said that his webs are probably hitching on to passing by airplanes. But, so I like their take on it a little bit better, obviously, because they have more time to think about it. But,
to be fair, I think that anybody who plays one of the more unrealistic Spider-Man games has that observation.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's probably a fairly common observation to make.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna tell you another comic idea.
Okay.
Here.
You're not resenting me at all for rejecting your other one, are you?
All right. I have another weird comic.
My internet's shitting again.
Well, I think you're a Philistine, but I can't hold that against you. Hello? Hello?
You rat fucking bastard. Shit.
Fucking piece of fucking shit.
Did you hear what I said?
Call me a Philistine?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I said I can't hold that against you, though.
Word. That you said that, like...
You can't find something funny that you don't find funny.
Ah, shit!
And vice versa.
Balls.
What?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
You gotta fix your shits, man.
Fucking shit fuck.
You gotta fix your shits before you come into my town.
I tried to. I can't fix it. I've been trying to fix it all day.
It's balls. What'd you say?
I said I've been trying to fix my internet all day.
No, not that.
What?
What did you always say before?
Dude, I remember. I fucking been screaming curse words. I don't know.
So I have another weird idea. Are you going to be able to do a weird idea, or are you on the normal train today?
I'm on the normal train. I'm on the good idea train.
Okay, well, I have a good idea. It's just, it's really weird and horrifying.
Well, I don't know about horrifying, but we'll see.
So, I think that you find, I have a lot of food-themed comics for some reason, so I want to do one now so that I can space them out a little bit.
Fucking food fetishist over here.
I don't know what it is. I
think I just said what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, though. Anyway, I think it can be done.
Here, just cut it. Cut it there, and we'll start over.
This comic can be do done, and I think we should do did it. Done it. There it.
Oh, it's very hot.
Okay. So, it can be done in two chronological sequence orders. But I'll tell you my preferred way to do it first. You find in panel one a stapled up banana.
Uh-huh.
Are you with me? Are you there?
I can hear you.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
But
so in panel one you find a stapled up banana. Like it looks like it was peeled, but then stapled up. Like to make it be closed again.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, it's already going in a weird direction.
And so you're just like, what the fuck? And then we have a flashback to before, and you see me peeling the banana, and then inside, the banana just is a purple, screaming, horrifying face. And I'm screaming, and the banana is screaming. it's like a purple banana with like a horrifying face on the front of it.
And it's screaming.
Yeah, and we're both screaming.
Does it have like what kind of features does it have? Like, does it have like horns?
I feel like it has like yellow and red hypnotizing eyes. Like
bolt. Like spirals?
Yeah, kind of like a spiral.
Spirals are just like concurrent circles.
More like it's like a wavy circus top tent, like stripes that kind of like twist around, so it doesn't spiral. It's like a loose spiral.
Yeah, they twist and they spiral.
Yeah, but it doesn't spiral in circles. It like just kind of twists. So like he has like
I think
bulging.
Why not have it spiral in circles? I think that'd be good. I mean, add it. That's how you convey like hypnotic eyes, right?
What? You gotta start over. Start over.
Why not have the lines go in circles?
Hold on. This is absolute balls.
Shit.
Oh my god. Can you start over?
Can you hear me?
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Yeah, now I can.
I can't.
What'd you say?
I don't. What?
What'd you say all that time? I didn't hear anything you said.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Because it says internet connection problem on my screen right now, but...
No, I can't. I can't now.
You can't? Or you can?
No, I can't.
Can you? Fuck.
Hello?
Hi?
Right now I can. I don't know if I'm talking to you in the present, though.
Okay. What if... What? Fuck. I forgot what I was going to say. Shit. What if this spirals... What if the spirals are, like... What? Fuck!
What?
Shit! Fucking... All this podcast is going to be is me cursing and having Tourette's.
And me saying what?
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, dick balls. Alright. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Alright, why not have the spirals going in, like, circles? No. What?
I don't know. I guess it could. I guess they
could. Might as well. I mean, it could be kind of crazy, but, you know.
I imagine, like, the lines being kind of thick. But anyway, so he has crazy, like, just crazy eyes. The banana is purple, and he could have, some sort of weird aura to make him look like some sort of evil relic. And... He just has, like, very, like, you know, have you seen the King Crimson album cover with, like, that horrifying face?
No. I don't even know what King Crimson is.
They do 21st Century Schizoid Man.
Oh, okay.
I feel like what inspired the face in my mind's eye.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of kind of like this.
What?
I said I was thinking of kind of like a scary, like, tiki face.
Awesome. I mean, you could mix and match, go kind of combine, use both as influences, but...
Yeah. But I don't think the face should look fearful. I think it should look, like, angry. You know?
I think it's kind of funny if we're both afraid. Like, it's afraid that I'm peeling it.
I think it's... See, to me, it's, like, demonic. Like, it's... It's like you keep seeing incarnations of the devil, and this might be one of them.
Yeah, but I think that it's also afraid. Like, it can look evil and afraid.
It can be like, I mean, you can be angry and afraid at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, it can kind of have, like, a angry eyebrows, but you can also
just a very, like, pained face.
Yeah. Is he making, what kind of a sound is he making?
I don't know. Like HWOA.
Because we could do like another silent screaming panel, but we've done that before.
Yeah, no. So I think we're both.
We should probably have some kind of a crazy sound effect.
So I assume you like it better that we start in present and then go back in time.
Yeah, that's a lot funnier.
Okay.
The other way is pretty funny, but I think it's better. It's like, yeah. So wait, what's panel 3?
That's panel
2. Oh, panel 2 is you peeling a banana.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like this a lot better than your other idea. I think this is really funny.
Oh. Huh. You know, we could have made both.
It's not just that I like it better, it's that I didn't really like your other idea.
Yeah, so.
I like parts of it. Like I said, it's not totally bad. But.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm assuming you know what I mean when I say...
Do I find it, like, on the ground? Or what?
I think you just find it on the counter. But maybe... I don't know if you want to be holding it up or, like, looking at it like when you found the rock on the counter, on the table.
I think I should be holding it.
Maybe there's, like, other bananas? And, like...
Eh. I don't know. I think it's... I think it's kind of...
I feel like it's weird if we just have you holding a banana and saying, what the fuck?
Oh, that's true. Fiddlesticks.
Hello?
Fucking shit.
What if you're, like... What if you're reaching for it like you're about to pick it up?
I think I should already be observing it. Because yeah. I wouldn't be reaching for it and saying, what the fuck?
Well, I'm saying it's like the moment you're reaching for it, and then we have the moment that you, like, see the staples. Like, maybe your hand,
right, but,
your hand pauses in midair while you... And because you hesitate to pick...
I think it's better if I'm, like, holding it and looking at it.
Okay. But, well, then how do we have it not just be you staying there with a banana?
No, we could have a bunch of bananas. We could have, like, some fruit or something.
I just feel like it's going to be hard to... I feel like it's going to be confusing. Unless we have the fourth panel of you walking up.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. Like, I feel like that's not going to... It's not going to come across that you found...
Yeah.
...while you're saying, what the fuck.
I guess I should just be looking at it.
Yeah, you can frame it a little differently than the rock one, so it doesn't look like it's the same panel.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it'll probably be farther. It won't be, like, more as focused on the object, probably.
So, obviously, I think you should draw the banana in some detail, and the peel should look like it was unpeeled and then stapled, like, what that would look like in real life, provided that you didn't squish the banana with the stapler.
Right.
So maybe just, like three staples up each. I feel like I peel it down halfway, so that you can just have, like, three staples in each seam. You know, you have three seams, so nine staples altogether.
I mean, you're not going to see all of it.
Right, right. You'll see six of them.
Yeah.
Six staples.
So I have to frame this so that the banana is somewhat large. Right?
Hello?
Fuck.
Hello? Hello?
Shit.
Hello? 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 Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? So you'll see six staples.
So it's going to be kind of big, right? Like in the frame? So you can see it? So it is kind of going to be framed like the rock comic, right?
Yeah, I guess somewhat. You could have it be a little bit more diagonal, maybe put in the corner of the panel or something. So it looks like you were walking towards it.
So I'd be like kind of in the background a little bit.
Like I feel like... In the rock comic, you were walking by it. In this comic, you're walking to get it.
Yeah.
So you're a little closer to it.
Yeah.
So that should be good.
Okay. Sounds good.
You'll just have to be a little bit clever with two so that it looks like... So that you don't actually see the banana part. Because obviously, if you see me... With a purple banana, it's giving away the punchline.
You can peel it from the side that's not facing the audience.
Yeah.
That's easy. Alright. Is that it?
And three, I'm just holding the banana and staring at it and screaming.
Yeah.
Maybe one scream above us and one scream below us. Like, the banana scream is below.
Yeah, and you gotta be above. Screaming, right?
No word bubbles are necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can make up a scream for me.
Okay.
So that's good. That's a goo.
It's probably one of the worst podcasts because it's just fucking... Maybe one of the best ones, actually. I mean, it depends on how much you like me cursing because I did that a lot.
It also depends on how much of your cursing I decide to leave in because I didn't actually hear any of it.
Okay.
Just now, so...
Well, you're hearing for a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't feel the need to leave a lot of that in. It's really not going to add much.
I'll see how it strikes me. Okay. Curse by curse.
Yeah.
Remember people, to just for the sake of science, if you have any information on why such an ungodly number of our podcasts are downloaded on July 4th, can you please let me in on the secret?
Superbrofibrothers@gmail.com.
Did iTunes feature us on the top 10 most patriotic podcast? I don't know.
Yeah. While you're at it, if you're spreading this around, why don't you go over and go to supbrobro.tumblr.com. Check out the new Tumblr I started, because I'm posting shit on there, and it's kind of interesting.
Hey, you did it.
I did do that. I decided to do it, and I'm going to be updating it a couple times a week, so check it out!
Yay! Woo! Alright.
Alright. I'm out of here.
Time to go. Takes